Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual NDS Awards presented by Proven Gamer. Now, here are your hosts, Stephen Fontana and Andy Asimakis.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Everyone,
yes,
sit
please,
down.
Everyone,
please.
Have a seat.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, flowers. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sit down. You, sit down.
Carnations.
All right.
Oh, you right there. I see you. I see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, settle down. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stephen Fontana. That is Andy Asimakis. We are going to be your hosts for the first annual Nintendo Dual Screen Awards presented by ProvenGamer.com. This is a very special episode for you folks on Christmas Day, a little Christmas gift for you. We're going to be giving out many awards in this year's Nintendo Gaming. There will be no Hype Zone. There will be no Retro Game Club. And so let's jump right in with the first award. The 2017 Retro Game Club winner. This award goes to the winner of the 2017 Retro Game Club. And the nominees are Andy, Tricky Mick, and Steve. All right, and the winner is Andy. Do you want to open the envelope?
No, I mean this is I'm very tense, Stephen, because I know it's
a tense moment.
I'm not a nominee of this category. And the winner is. Oh God, it's me.
Yeah.
It's just, oh my God. It's just, can't believe it.
It's amazing just, stuff. Amazing
no,
stuff.
No, I can. I but, can believe it, Steven. I can believe it. I deserve this award. It was a well-fought battle.
You,
not against just you.
You pulled it off in the end, man. You needed three points. You got three points. It was good
I
enough
got
for
them
the victory.
3 points. But, you know, I don't have a huge long victory speech here, but Tricky. With your 100 points, even though they weren't deserved at all. Thank you for being a total sucker in that little music thing we did that never got posted. Also, Steven, thank you. I want to thank you as well for giving me some really hard games to guess, such as Kickle Cubicle and Iron Sword. And I'm trying to think of the other games I struggled with.
We'll get into that.
We
have to move
ones,
on to
yes,
our
yes.
next award. All
right, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I see the light.
We have to
on.
Move
yes,
on.
Yes. Thank you.
We have to move thank on. You. We're pressed okay, for time.
Okay.
Sticking with the theme, the next award is the Worst Clue Giver Award for the Retro Game Club. The Worst Clue Giver for Retro Game Club. The nominees are Steve and Andy. Now, honestly, if we included Tricky's little music thing that he stole from another podcast, he would definitely win this award. But unfortunately, the voting did not include Tricky Mick. And the winner is, drumroll please. Let me open the envelope. Hey, it's me. It's Steve. Wow. Oh, man. Yeah.
This is not getting old at all. We're only 5 minutes into the
thing.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Steven, congratulations,
so,
Steven.
If you were wondering why I was the Worst Clue Giver Award, that will bring winner, that will bring us to the next award, the Worst Retro Game Club Clue Award. This is going to go to the clue that was the absolute worst clue that you could possibly give to try and guess a game. And if I believe it was episode, like, I don't know, 8 or 9, which the game in question was Metal Gear. And the clue in which I gave was Richard Gere. That's right. That was the clue. So congratulations.
Really, really good
to quality, the worst
quality clue given.
Retro Game Club clue. Hold on. Fanfare. There we go.
Jesus.
There we go.
I did not sign up for this.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
This is just the absolute
putting a little bow on the whole Retro Game Club thing. The Retro Game Club thing, we're going to have to wrap it up. Well, Andy, why don't you handle the next award with the nominees?
All right. The nominees for the Best Retro Game Club of the Year are Metal Gear, DuckTales, Adventure of Link, I'm not sure what the theme song that has, and Adventure of Lolo as well.
Mm-hmm. Two and adventure winner, games.
Yes. And the winner of the Retro Game Club Game of the Year Award goes to DuckTales!
Yes.
You had the DuckTales theme ready to go.
DuckTales wins it all, ladies and gentlemen.
DuckTales, because life is but no, it's a Chip and Dale theme. Full of lyrics to DuckTales.
Oh, man. So there were a lot of games. There were a lot of games that we played,
so many retro games.
Some that didn't make the nominees list were Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors 2, Conquer Bad Fur Day. Gunsmoke was even one of them. Gunsmoke was one of my favorites. Unfortunately, it didn't make the nominee list. But DuckTales, having been remastered, it just proves that DuckTales holds its luster after all these years. Fantastic game. I'm very happy that it went to DuckTales. Now, before we get into the next award, we do have to let you know that the Nintendo Dual Screen Podcast Awards. Why am I talking what the hell's his name? Jeff Goldblum today. It's weird. I'm like
Jeff Goldblum.
The next award. Well, there it is. We are brought to you
Did
by
you
Amazon.com.
Go to recently.
Go to provengamer.com, click on an amazon.com ad, like one of those little advertisements on the website. Do your shopping like normal. There's still time, ladies and gentlemen, to buy something before the end of the year and help us keep the lights on Proving Gamer. You could also give your Amazon Prime Twitch Prime account or subscription, excuse me, to our Proving Gamer Twitch channel, twitch.tv/provengamer. Do it now. We'll wait. And we're back. All right. So, Andy, we are going to move on to the next award. This is the Nintendo's BFF Award. This award goes to the publisher that has shown Nintendo the most love and support this year. Without third-party support, the Switch would not be where it is today. And where is it today, Andy? 10 million copies sold.
10 million strong.
Booyah!
And growing.
The nominees are Capcom, Bethesda, Ubisoft. Okay, Andy, why don't you handle the winner?
And the winner is Bethesda. More like Best-thesda, if you ask me.
Damn right. They put good ports on the system, and they are promising nice third-party multi-platform support with Wolfenstein 2 coming soon. So congratulations to Bethesda. You are the winner of Nintendo's BFF Award. Congratulations. Congratulations. Very good. This is going nicely. This isn't a train wreck
it's
at all.
It's going so great. No, at all. This rivals real game award shows.
I think so.
It's like a Jeff Keighley. So.
We hold clout here at NDS Podcast.
We really
do.
We
have at least 17 people that listen to our podcast.
I mean, now, Steven, you and I are both we are award-winning hosts at this point.
We are. We are both.
That is reality as we know it.
That's something that
we are award-winning.
Many other people cannot say.
Podcast hosts. No, they cannot.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, take us to the next award, Andy.
All right, the Hype Zone of the Year Award. This award goes to the most hype story from this season's Hype Zone. And the nominees are the Rabbids Pop Shooter, the Mario
Disaster that thing was.
Christmas Ornaments, and Splatfest Invisibility versus Flight. Ooh, what's it going to be? And the winner is Splatfest! Only because it really started a nice... Okay, let's have that first.
Okay. Woo! Congratulations,
because this Splatfest. Particular... Yeah, woo! This particular hype zone had a nice little exchange of me and Steven back and forth. Heated dialogue going on. Some nice debate. Fully put the duel in dual screens. So yeah, damn, it was right. A great experience for both of us.
So,
and it revealed
who didn't listen to that
episode. I'm a garbage
episode.
Human being as well.
It had it revealed just how evil Andy truly is. With the only reason why he wants invisibility is to rob people, to spy on people, or to generally just mess with people. So yeah,
and
that.
To steal.
And I want
a lot of theft.
Oh yeah, oh tons of theft. Tons of theft. I want to fly just so I could get places without having to take the friggin' train here in Manhattan or in Brooklyn or whatever. So, yeah. And I would like to, you know, visit family pretty quick. If I could fly, just get all up in there in the sky, just fly. I hope you don't get tired and have to crash or something. Whatever. Anyway,
what about the weather up there?
I don't remember which one it was. I don't really care about the weather. I'll land and get a hotel room. I'm not worried about the weather. I'll wear
a smock. Good for you. All right, there you go.
Okay, now this is a big one, ladies and gentlemen. This is an award that we actually took very seriously. This is the Indie Game of the Year Award. This award goes to the one independent game that stood above all of the rest. The nominees are Steam World Dig 2, Golf Story, and Nine Parchments. And let me get to my open the envelope.
Oh, there you go. Yes, okay. Yes.
And the winner is, hopefully they care, Golf Story.
Golf Story, ladies and gentlemen. A tale of two scrappy Australian developers who made one of the most memorable golf games of all time.
Yes, definitely. Not gonna lie, I think what made this rise above the rest was the fact that it was an exclusive. It was exclusive to the console. The other two in this category were not. But also, SteamWorld Dig was pretty... if you played SteamWorld Dig, you weren't missing much in having not played SteamWorld Dig 2. And Nine Parchments, it just didn't have enough... It didn't have enough polish, I don't think. It was almost there. It was almost there. It definitely gave Golf Story a run for its money. But it looks like Golf Story is the deserving winner there. Congratulations.
Let's not forget SteamWorld 2's hideous icon for the Switch.
That was a big time, big no-no. Big
so
no-no.
That was, yeah.
All right. We are going through. So hopefully we are going to email the developers of Golf Story. We're going to try and get in touch with them to let them know that they won this prestigious award to see if maybe they want to put it on like the cover art or something. Because this is big. This is a game of the year. This is a legitimate game of the year for Golf Story. This is big
I would
stuff.
Say, Steven, if this game gets a physical release in the near future, it definitely should have NDS podcast Indie Game of the Year Award
Absolutely.
Right on the cover art.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just my suggestion to the guys that made this game. Just saying. It's going to put it out there.
The next category.
Right. Moving on.
This category is huge. This has a lot of nominees. This is the most hype game for 2018. Andy, you and I are going to take turns listing off the nominees. The first nominee is Kirby, whatever the hell they're going to call that game. The Kirby game coming to the Switch.
Then whatever the hell the new Yoshi game is going to be called. Yoshi 2018.
Booyah. Also, Lost Sphere. Lost Sphere, it's been previewing really well. Let's see if it could take home the most hype game of 2018. Next on the list, Andy.
The Sultry Witch herself. Bayonetta 3, baby!
Woo! Then we go from the Sultry Witch to which path are you going to take? That's right, it's Project Octopath Traveler. Also previewing very well.
And, of course, my boy Travis Touchdown in No More Heroes 3 for the Switch exclusive.
Another sequel on
yeah.
the most hype game for 2018.
Yes.
And then rounding out the list is going to be Shovel Knight King of Cards. That's a the last of the Shovel Knight expansion slash whatever you want to call it, DLCs or whatever. And it's also going to come with a card game built in. So that's cool stuff. Andy, announce the winner.
Oh, here we go. And the winner for the NDS most hyped game for 2018 is Project Octopath Traveler. Yes, Steven, I think. Yes.
Fuck, you know it's coming by now.
I forgot.
Congratulations, Project Octopath Traveler. You are the most hyped game for 2018.
Which I really think we should say in our BFF award, an honorable mention to the good folks at Square Enix, because two of these games in this category are both from Square Enix.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that is true, but unfortunately they did nothing this year.
Honorable mention to maybe next year, guys, we'll give you that nice prestigious award of BFF for the Switch. But yeah, this game, great demo. It's out now in the eShop. Go and pick it up. It's looking great. And I think it's going to be one of the games to watch next year. Moving on, Steve.
I couldn't agree more.
We're just getting right through this. No commercial breaks.
No commercial breaks. So the next award is a very personal award. This is called the Guest Host of the Year award. As you know, there has been many guests on the show. Actually, there's only one. It was Tricky Mick. Congratulations, Tricky Mick. You are the Guest Host of the Year recipient. And I lost the fan. There it is. All right. Congratulations, Tricky Mick.
Tricky Mick, you are the 2017 to accept the award this evening.
He is not here. So, he's working, unfortunately.
So I have this bowl of macaroni and cheese that will accept his award on his behalf.
Very nice. Very nice. I think he would appreciate that. Let's see. Yeah, let's see what he says when he listens to this. Else. Like sometime next year.
I wasn't gonna say a pile of trash. But that kind of works.
It does, because he is a trash man.
Yes. So it's not an insult.
He is a trash person.
Yes, but I am a garbage person.
You
totally
are
a different thing.
You are a totally different thing. Garbage person.
When you're a trash man or a garbage person, two different things.
Congratulations, Tricky Mick, for your win.
We love you, bro.
You had to win something because you couldn't win the Retro Game Club, even with 100 points.
You really tried.
It was a valiant effort. Okay, moving on to another personal award. This is the NDS Superfan of the Year Award. This award is going to go to the fan who has shown unwavering support of NDS. The nominees are Zach. And the winner is Zach.
Wow. I had that. I'm totally blown away by that, Steven. I had no idea. Woo! Who
yes, would have thought? Zach, you have shown unwavering support of our podcast, even though we have to remind you to actually listen to
the
it.
The Zach Attack. Who has yet to review our podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, still hasn't done. Well, listen.
It should have gone to no one for that very reason. We're having too much fun here today, Steven.
We're doing just, this is a real treat for those of you. I hope you're enjoying that as much as we are. Before we move on to the next award, we want to tell you about our Patreon. If you love this big giant ball of garbage, support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/provengamer. Toss us $1 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month. Hell, there's even $25 a month. There's even more than that. If you want to be on the show, you could donate $400 to NDS specifically to be a guest on this show. So moving right along, that's patreon.com/provengamer. Yeah, cool. Anyway, so the next award, Andy, is the Wait.
Yes.
What award? It's the Wait What award. This award is going to go to the most bizarre news bit of the year. Now, we had a lot of nominees here. Too much to list. So we're just going to go right to the winner. Andy, why don't you announce the winner of the Wait What award?
All right. And the winner of the Wait What award goes to EA, playing the wait and see approach when it comes to the Switch, Big ol' middle finger to you guys.
Congratulations, EA. You have befuddled your Nintendo Dual Screens hosts into complete bewilderment. So
yeah, I don't get it.
The Switch sells 10 million copies.
I understand.
Everybody, yeah, it's like they're allergic to money for some reason. Not to mention all the screw-ups on all their other games this year, but, you know, I don't know how you could screw up Star Wars. But,
Steven,
yeah,
they could release
it.
A Switch bundle that looks like an actual loot box.
You could buy a game, an EA game on the Switch, but you're going to buy, the game's going to be $60, and in order to, you know, use it in docked mode, you're going to have to pay an extra $10. To use it on split Joy-Cons, it's $5. So, anyway, EA, you are quite bizarre. So congratulations, EA. You've gotten the Wait What award for the most bizarre news bit of the year. And get your shit together and start putting some damn games on the Switch. Thank you. Make sure they work, please. We don't want any broken garbage nonsense. Which, you know what? I don't actually have an award for this, so we're going to go on the fly. The most jerk-ass, stupid, dumb-face developer of the year is going to go to whatever development studio was in charge of the port of WWE 2K18. You suck. Congratulations, you win.
It was the same guys behind Gold Story, is what I'm reading, Steven.
I doubt it. Andy, take the next award.
All right. Now we're in the Best Third-Party Peripheral Award. Really specific categories here. Only on NDS, you get this kind of quality categorization of your favorite games and accessories.
Damn right. They got to get the
We are
somehow.
Unlike any other award show out there. Let's keep that in mind. All right. And the nominees are the Hori Gamepad. Mm-hmm. That name just... The sluttiest gamepad there is. The Fast Snail Joy-Con Grips. And the Nuluxy Stand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the winner is that Slime Minx, the Hori Gamepad. Woo!
Congratulations. Wow. It's affordable.
A tingle.
It's an affordable gamepad.
In my nether region, Steven.
It's got a good D-pad. Well done. Well done, Hori. Well done. And to piggyback off of that, the next award is the Worst First Party Peripheral Award. And again, there were no nominees because really, you can't put anything else in the class of this, of the winner of this award. The winner of the Worst First Party Peripheral Award goes to the Splatoon 2 Headset of Death, of Ugly Stupid Death.
Now this was nearly the Wait What winner of the year.
right.
Because
it was,
I don't understand
it was
how
there.
They can fuck up a headset so badly. But then again, EA is in a master class of its own when it comes to stupidity.
Right.
So it took that award there.
So congratulations, yeah. Splatoon 2 headset. And the reason why it's the headset of death is because it's got entirely too many
so
cords.
Stupid.
Somebody is bound to die. Well, Andy, that brings
yes,
us to our final.
There was like a moment of silence
award.
For all those who've lost to the Splatoon 2 headset.
Oh yes, we need to do the in memoriam, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah. Quick, play the little soundtrack.
Nintendo.
Do it, play it. Play it. Do it.
Play
the acceptance theme that you don't even play the whole podcast.
No, I got to play something different. Let's see. This one?
Okay, sure. That could have been for EA.
Great.
For the Wait What award. Why are you holding out on me? All right. Moving along. Next,
ladies and gentlemen, it is
the
time.
Best of the best.
It is time to give out the Nintendo Dual Screen Switch Game of the Year. Actually, no, it's not. I lied. We are giving our two games
more,
of the year, but we
more,
need to give out our 3DS Game of the Year.
Oh,
our
shit.
3DS
That's
Game of the Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nominees
I see it. It's on the document. We didn't forget about it at all.
Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon. And we'll go with Metroid, the Samus Returns.
Metroid, Samus anything Returns.
Else? Anything else you want to throw on there?
Mario Party, 101 Dalmatians, whatever the hell that game was called.
Nah. All right, the winner is Metroid,
Samus
Returns. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Congrats, Samus.
I'm giving it to that because of the two games on the list, that is the one I actually want to play. And I know you enjoyed it.
I did.
And you said you were going to let me borrow it, and you never did.
Okay, I'll let you borrow it. It's like, can you stop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we not do this now, please?
Nope. All right. Now is time for the Switch Game of the Year. This has some clout, ladies and gentlemen, because we played some games this year. And
we really did.
It is
lots of games.
A tough, tough category. Andy, why don't you tell us the nominees for the Switch Game of the Year?
All right, Steven. The nominees are Super Mario Odyssey, Zelda Breath of the Wild, Mario plus Rabbids, and finally, Splatoon 2.
Ooh. Tough, tough category.
And the winner, Steven, of the Switch Game of the Year 2017 NES podcast goes to ARMS! What? No.
don't do that to me.
Steven, please.
Yes.
Do us all the honor. What is the NES Switch Game of the Year 2017?
Ladies and gentlemen, with a vote of 2-0, the Switch Game of the Year goes to Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Oh my god. He had a whole other sound effects ready to go. That's who knew?
Right. That's right. Thank you to the Google
Play Store. I thought you were a one-note guy, Steven.
Video game soundboard.
Yeah, really great work there.
So, this
I want to thank Zach, who was on our sound effects this evening.
Thank you very much for listening to this train wreck of an episode. Andy's been, and I don't know if it's me or Andy, but one of us is on a terrible delay, so I'm sure we're talking over each other quite a bit. Doesn't matter.
We're good.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we're fine. So let's talk a little bit. We do have a couple of minutes. We have like 5 minutes. Let's just talk about why we gave Zelda the Switch Game of the Year. I'll start with you, Andy. What was your determining factor when deciding that Zelda was the Game of the Year?
I think we discussed in a few podcasts ago how Zelda Breath of the Wild really took the series in new directions that previous installments hadn't done before. Mm-hmm. And a game like Odyssey, which is right there in terms of greatness and just an amazing experience, just didn't go that extra mile to refresh the whole Mario gaming structure. I mean, there was fun things in that game with Cappy and the whole 2D sections. It was fun, but it just didn't do what Wild did for the Zelda franchise. And you know, and of course the remaining games, you know, Rabbids is a great game, Splatoon 2 amazing, but they don't hold a candle to Link's latest adventure. And that's why I think it was a no-brainer for us here on NDS Podcast.
Yeah, for me, Splatoon 2 was too one-note. I was very good at what it did. You may argue it's one of the better third-person shooters out there at all, let alone on a Switch console. Mario Rabbids had a lot of charm, but it was lacking a lot of the wow factor. It had a really good idea, and I'm really hoping that IP can really explore the Mario characters and lore a little bit more. For Mario Odyssey, for me, Mario Odyssey is technically incredibly impressive. The only thing is, I feel like if you're not one to want to collect moons or want to do any of that stuff, the game can seem very, I don't want to say linear, but very okay, I know what I have to do. I go from point A, point B, get enough moons to get to the next thing, finish the game, do a little extra stuff, and, you know, post game, post credits. You know, it does do what it does very well. Now, Zelda, on the other hand, I think it being different from other Zelda games isn't exactly something that makes it better, a better game in any sense of the word. I think in a lot of ways it put a bad taste in some long-term Zelda fans' mouths. I have there's a good friend of mine. I don't think he listens to the show. He may, I don't know. But he did not like the game at all, and he's a huge Zelda fan. There's not a Zelda game he hasn't played. But he didn't like it. He thought it was too boring and whatever. For me, the reason why I think Zelda takes this award is because of what they did with the actual physical world, the physics that are in the world, how you use your abilities to solve puzzles, using fire to do, you know, certain things and whatnot. The world itself was a very, very impressive character. Yes, we did say this a couple of episodes ago, but I think that the design of how you use the world and your powers within that world is quite frankly second to none. It's in Mario Odyssey, you know what you're doing. You're getting, it's very obvious. You need to do one thing. You need to put your hat on something to do something else. It's pretty obvious. There's a couple of ways to do puzzles, but generally it involves, you know, putting a hat on Bullet Bill busting through a wall, putting a hat on a frog thing so you could jump higher, you know, stuff like that. With Zelda, you can really tackle very, very the same puzzle in a various different ways. And I just think that to me was more impressive than anything that the other games had to offer. I look forward to next year. I know that next year is going to not... Right now, Nintendo doesn't have a lot that they're putting in the canon to shoot for next year, but I'm looking forward to it. I hope we get some surprises. Andy, that is going to do it for the first annual NDS Awards. Thank you so much for working on this with me. It's been quite a ride. Congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to all the losers. You are NDS Awards losers, and that's something to hang your hat on. So congratulations on that. I guess we'll do our regular spiel. If you want to be a part of the Proven Gamer family, please go to provengamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab for more information. We're looking for editors, podcasters, video content creators, whatever you got, we'll take. There are other podcasts that we do. You have Trophy Whores, PlayStation Podcast. You have The Smart Marks, which is a professional wrestling podcast. There's Game Stuff, which is a general games podcast. We also have PG Spoilers, which is a unedited, unscripted, silliness, talk about whatever type podcast. You can find them all wherever you find any podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. And Trophy Whores and Smart Marks are streaming on iHeartRadio, which is kind of a big deal. So please subscribe to our podcast. Do it right now. We'll wait. Do it. Subscribe right now. Okay. Okay, congratulations. You subscribed. If you want, listen to the old episodes. They're there. They're there for your pleasure. Also, you could review us. Go on iTunes. Give us a little 5-star review. It won't hurt you. It won't. And it will help us. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. If you'd like to follow Andy and I on Twitter, we are on there. I am at BatChild27. Andy is at PantsGuy. The show is at NDS Podcast. Thank you, Zazu Pitts of Sour Note Productions, for our theme song, 8-Bit Attack. And thank you, Dan Colonna, for our logo. Andy, is there anything you would like to say to the folks before we sign off for this week?
It was a great show, Steven. I'm surprised by how amazing it was put together.
I had, it was almost obviously zero, super well planned,
zero
out
involvement in this planning. This is all you. So I'm putting the blame, oh, I'm sorry, I mean the congratulations all on you and your greatness for putting a great show together, this first ever NDS Awards podcast. And just, is this our last show of the year?
It is not. We have one more.
It is not. So I'm going to, well, let's
Nintendo
reserve
year
our
review.
Yes. I'll reserve all my final thoughts and holiday wishes until next time.
Indeed.
So I'll see you next time, gang. That's all.
Yes, and with that, And with that, folks, we are out of here. Once again, as always, please be excellent to each other.
Oh, God. I hate you so much.